Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come on this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude to say thank you for one more day that you have blessed us. One more day, Father God, that you have helped us to rise and to shine and to give your name all the praise, to give your name all the glory, and to give your name all of the honor. We say thank you, Father God, for life. We say thank you for health. Thank you for strength. Thank you for you sitting high and looking low. Thank you, Father God, that we rise and shine this morning at your command. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for squashing every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come against us this day, Father God, as we stand on the promises of your word to decree and to declare and declare and decree that it will not take root, it will not prosper, and it most definitely will not come to pass. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day, and we thank you for it, and now we surrender the day back over to you, Father, and we ask that you would have your way, Father. Have your way. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen. Amen and amen. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministry, where Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, giving God all the praise on this brand new day that he has made. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. We especially welcome all of our first-time listeners around the globe. Welcome, 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 welcome. Please come and have a seat at the breakfast table. A spiritual breakfast for champions is about to be served. We meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. And we're celebrating. We just celebrated 12 years and on our way to number 13. Amen. Please visit our website at lifewordjesus.org to find out more about our ministry. Amen. And we bless the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. We are excited, amen, about the Lord's word. Amen. Hallelujah. Because it is the word of God that we find all the answers. Amen. For life and eternity. Amen. Matter of fact, Jesus is the answer. And so we just want to thank God, amen, for the opportunity that the Lord has given us. Amen. His grace, his mercies. Amen. How God opens our understanding. Amen. When we get into the word, amen, hallelujah, and reveals to us, amen, his will, amen, to be known on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. We want to thank God that he is not partial, amen, but he loves us, amen, hallelujah, to the extent that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not, will not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen and amen. We've been looking, amen, in the power of Jesus, amen, the miracles of Jesus, amen, and God's will for us through Jesus, amen, to do, amen, what Jesus did and to live the life, amen, that Jesus lived. And Jesus just came to set the example for us, amen, as a man, amen, not as God, but as man. Amen. Glory be to God, because we know that Jesus, amen, was 100% man while he was on earth. Amen. Glory be to God. And it was not until after the resurrection that all power was given unto him. And that which was given unto him, he gave, amen, unto us. Amen. As we read in the book of Matthew, chapter number 28, verse number 18, and it reads, then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. See, Jesus could not make that statement until after the resurrection. It was not his statement to make, amen, before the resurrection, because it was not true. Amen. Jesus didn't have all the authority. Jesus didn't have all the power, but he had it now, and he still has it. Amen. And all the power belongs to him. Amen. And so we want to thank God, amen, that Jesus paid it all to him we owe. Amen. Hallelujah. And we say, thank you, Jesus. Beloved, when we look at the ministry of Jesus on earth, and we see all the miracles that he performed. And my God, I mean, it's a list of miracles. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. The Bible tells us, beloved, that there are some miracles that Jesus did that was not even recorded in the book. Because if everything was recorded in the book, the Bible would be too heavy for us to carry around. Amen. So it was condensed, amen, to the information that we need. And even everything in the book, amen, is more than enough, amen, for us to comprehend and carry us, amen, through this life and the life to come. Amen. And so, beloved, amen, when we look in St. John chapter number 14, verse number 12, amen, and we've been looking at that over the last few days. We pray that you are following us, amen, that those who believe in him, amen, Jesus said, those, you, me, la-di-da-di, everybody, amen, who believe in him, believe in Jesus, would do the same works that he did and even greater works. The same works and greater works. The same works and greater works. Amen. We want to focus on that for a moment. We'll come back to that, amen, in a minute. Amen. But we know that some Christians, you know, have dared to believe it. They just don't believe. They just don't believe that they can do what Jesus did. They don't believe they can heal nobody. They know they don't. If they touch somebody's eyes, they're not going to see it. They're not even going to try it because they just don't believe it. Glory be to God. Because of our, you know, unrighteous mindset. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory be to God. And so this is why we have to be renewed in the spirit of our minds. Hallelujah, and allow God, amen, hallelujah, to help us, amen, hallelujah, to believe, hallelujah, beloved, that if God said it, amen, it is true, amen. Now, let us just look at that just for a couple minutes this morning, amen. So Jesus said, amen, St. John 14:12, those who believe in him would do the same works that he did, and they would do even greater works. Glory be to God. Greater works, beloved. We read in Ephesians chapter number 2, verse number 10, he creates each of us by Christ Jesus to join him in the word. You see that? Amen. That is your mission. That's my mission. That's everybody's, every born-again believer, amen, mission is to join Christ in the work he does, the good work he has gotten ready for us to do, work we had better be doing. Amen. And that's in Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 10. Each of us has been created by him to join him in the work that he does. Beloved, it is teamwork. Amen. We are working together as one, or we should be working together as one. Too many times we doubt whether we can do what God has called us to do. Too many times we question whether we can fulfill God's plans for our lives. We wonder if we have what it takes. and we ponder our ability to get the job done. So a lot of time the work is left undone because we are too busy pondering if we can do it or not. And while we are pondering it, amen, the work is being left undone. Isn't it? When it's only way, one way to do it is to do it. Beloved, when we stepped into Christ, we stepped out of our inability. And you have to remember that. You stepped into Christ. You stepped out of your inability. You stepped into his ability out of your inability. 2 Corinthians 5 tells us, if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Beloved, when we step into Christ, we step out of our inferiority and we step into all things are possible. With man, it might be impossible, but not with God. With God, all things are possible. Man's extremity is God's opportunity to work. And so, beloved, in our scripture, we see that God created us in Christ so we could join him in the work that he has for us. See, we talk about working. We talk about going, you know, punching the clock and working at the factory and working at the grocery store. Beloved, all that is fine. But let me tell you something. The greatest work ever, amen, is working in the Lord's kingdom, working in ministry. Don't you ever let anybody discount that. This is why, beloved, especially those who are full-time in ministry, they hold the highest. Their job, amen, is more important than those who are working in the White House right now. Those the politicians, amen, those who's running our government and the scientists and those who work in the kingdom. See? And the Bible says those who do not work do not eat. We always want to put that to a 9-to-5 job. You better flip that over to the spirit. You better flip that over to the spirit. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. See, those who do not work in the Lord's kingdom do not eat. Glory be to God. And so for you to question your ability as a man or as a woman in Christ, beloved, question the very ability of God, you're saying that God didn't know what he was doing when he called you. You're saying that God didn't know what he was doing. He commissioned you. That's what you're doing. You're questioning God's ability. Hallelujah. God knew you was a woman when he called you. God knew you was Afro-American when he called you. God knew you, your state of mind. He knew your neighborhood. He knew your financial situation, your marital situation. He knew you was divorced 3 times already when he called you a woman at the well. God don't need anyone to do a background investigation on you. He already know. He already know the beginning from the end. Glory be to God. Beloved, God does not call the qualified. He qualifies the called. He called you to his work when you were in your mother's womb. Matter of fact, even before your father put the seed in your mama's womb. Because you know there was a whole bunch of seeds. I think we took a course. We sort of know how babies are made. And it shouldn't be an embarrassing moment because we all got here the same way. Just let me remind you that we all got here the same way. Mom and daddy got together. No exceptions to the rule. So, and when that seed hit your mother's egg, glory be to God, God knew you then. Yeah, you was one in a million, and God chose you. Beloved, when you accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, when you became one with Christ, at that moment, God qualified you. He qualified you for the work. He qualified you for the call. You had the gifts. Look, the Holy Spirit knew what gifts to give you. It was according to the mission and what and the assignment that the Lord has put in your life. That's why our gifts differ. See, because we all don't have the same office. We all don't have, amen, the same calling, amen. When you look at your physical body, okay, you don't, you're not a physical body made of 25 arms. No, you got two arms, two legs, one mouth, two eyes, two ears, okay, but each part has its function. See, but it all, diversities, different functions, amen, but all for one mission, one body, one body, everything working in harmony. So, beloved, so when you read the word and you see an area that God wants you, amen, to tweak in your life, because the Holy Spirit will constantly help us, show us the things we need to tweak, the things we need to the things we need to work on, get rid of, be delivered from, huh? Glory be to God. We have to remember that God has given you the ability to do it. Never say what you can't do. There's nowhere in the Bible where you cannot do. Matter of fact, the scripture tells us quite the contrary. We can do all things through Christ, who strengthens us. So, beloved, amen, hallelujah. So how can Jesus make this bold statement, amen, that whatever, amen, he did, we can do in greater works, amen. And I was meditating last night, and I thank God for the revelation, amen. And the Holy Spirit, amen, amen, took me to, amen, to a couple scriptures, amen. If you want to write these scriptures down, Matthew 19 and 29, Matthew 19 and 29, and it reads like this. It says, and everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or fields for my sake will receive 100-fold as much and will inherit eternal life. Okay, so here we see, beloved, amen, anyone, the scripture says if you give up anything for Christ, amen, he's going to multiply it. We see here, glory be to God, he said, anything you leave for Christ you didn't lose, amen, the Lord is going to give that back to you 100-fold. Amen, glory be to God. We shared with you on Sunday, glory be to God, how family is first, or family should be first, even before your church, family should be first, amen. But those same people, amen, that's first. In other words, if somebody's sick in your house, amen, you stay home and you take care of them on Sunday. But then those same people, amen, that you put first, amen, you cannot allow from distracting you from doing what the Lord told you to do. Ah, those same people, amen, that you didn't go to church on this Sunday, amen, you missed this service, you missed that service because you were taking care of your family, God bless you, but that same family you're now ready to separate from when they try to hinder your walk with God. Ah, thank you, Holy Ghost. Huh? And when you make that sacrifice, the Lord said, any sacrifice you make for him, glory be to God, he returns to you 100-fold. So we see here God multiplying, amen, your service, glory be to God. We also see here, glory be to God, in Matthew chapter number 14, we saw where Jesus took a two-piece fish dinner, huh, and he fed 5,000 people. And so we read it, amen, in verse number 17. Amen, glory be to God. And it says, Lord, we only have, amen, we have 5 loaves of bread and we got 2 pieces of fish. Glory. And verse number 18 says, Jesus said, bring them to me. Give me the 2 pieces of fish. Give me the 5 loaves of bread. And we see in verse number 19, he directed the people to sit down on the grass. He took the 5 loaves, he took the 2 fish, looking up to heaven, he gave thanks, and he broke the loaves. And then he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people, and everybody ate, everybody was satisfied, and the Bible says they had 12 basketfuls, amen, broken pieces left over after he had fed 5,000 men, not talking about the women and the children. So if you had 5,000 men back then, you definitely had about 10,000 women, because they was averaging like 2 apiece, all right? And then not to mention, you know, we're just going to give everybody 2 children. All right, so we're talking like about 20,000 people on a 2-piece fish dinner.
But beloved, what happened? They gave the fish to Jesus. Jesus prayed. Jesus prayed over it and multiplied it. So we see here, glory be to God, amen, when you put everything behind you, put service first for God, we see that God multiplies your service. We see here, beloved, amen, hallelujah, when you, amen, give God, amen, hallelujah, anything, hallelujah, he multiplies. I want to also show you, I don't have to show you, y'all know the scripture, amen, about, amen, the 100-fold blessing, the 100-fold blessing, amen, hallelujah, the seed, the 30-fold, 60-fold, and the 100-fold. Amen. Ha. For those of you who may not know, turn to Mark. You can 13, chapter number 13. And let's go down to you can find it in Mark chapter number 13. You can find it in also Mark chapter number 4. Amen. Glory be to God. Look it up. Amen. That's some good Bible study for you today. Let me give you the recap. Amen. So Jesus talks about the sower. He talks about the seed. He talks about the soil. Amen. The good soil, the thorny soil. Amen. The stony soil. Amen. But he said the seed that is sown on good soil. Amen. Glory be to God, beloved. Amen. Because you have given the Lord your heart. Amen. Allow him to clean you up. Allow him to save you. Allow him to sanctify you. He said that seed brings forth 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold return. So, beloved, here's three different scenarios where we give anything to God, God multiplies it. We see him multiplying, amen, your decision, amen, and blessing you, amen, to put him first before your family and friends. God said 100-fold return in this lifetime. We see here, amen, where, amen, God will bless, amen, your food. God will bless your money. Amen. God will bless anything you give to him. Amen. We see him multiplying the two-piece fish dinner and feeding over 20,000 people. We see, amen, beloved, the Lord said when the soul of your heart, amen, it's right. When you're rending your heart and not your garments, amen, he multiplies 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold return. So this is how, beloved, we can do the works that Jesus did and greater works that Jesus did, because when we commit our faith to him, when we commit our service to him, when we are a bona fide believer, God multiplies it. Ah, thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Woo! My God, when God gave me that revelation sitting in my rocking chair last night, it was like electricity running through my body. God says, amen, hallelujah. He will multiply whatever you give him. This is how you do greater works than Jesus, because you're a believer. And you commit your faith to God. I can do this. I will do this in Jesus' name. And God will honor his word above his name. And here we have that principle of multiplication being revealed again. Anything you give to God, he gives back to you. Give and it shall be given. Woo! Hallelujah. My God, Suki Suki. Ha! My God, Suki Suki. Hallelujah. Didn't he talk about, amen, hallelujah, the guy, amen, one had 10 gifts, one had 5 gifts, one had 1 gift, huh? The guy with the 10 gifts used them to magnify the Lord, the 5 gifts, the one with the 1 gift hid the gift. He said, the one with the 1 gift, take it away from him and give it to the one, amen, with the 10 gifts. That's where they get the slogan, the rich get richer and the poor get poor. But in essence, as the Lord's saying, I multiply anything you give me, including your faith, including your work, including your money, glory be to God, your gifts, amen, that the world says use it or lose it, huh? Well, I don't know about losing it, but I know one thing, you're going to have to give an account for it. I do know about that. Because anything you give to God, he multiplies. So faith, just a little bit of faith. Glory be to God. If we would just start stepping out on what Jesus said, if we just start going out proclaiming the gospel, we just start going out praying for the sick, laying hands on the sick, glory be to God, and watch God multiply. Despise not small beginnings. Hallelujah. And commit your faith, amen, and to the Lord's hand, and watch God move you from faith to faith and from glory to glory. Anything you put in the master's hand multiplies. Anything and everything. Woo, my God. Hallelujah. Your money, your gifts, or your service. So my question to you this morning is, what have you given him lately? What have you given God lately to multiply? See, a lot of times we ain't giving God nothing to work with. I heard Minister Shannon, amen, she was supposed to have been praying last night, and she did pray, amen, but she gave a little mini sermon first, but it's okay because it was the Spirit leading her. What have you given, what are you giving God to work with? He said, without faith, it is impossible to please me. If a man don't work, a man don't eat. If you don't work in God's kingdom, you ain't eating in his kingdom. See, you concerned about the food on your kitchen table. You need to be concerned about, amen, the bread from heaven. That's the food you need to be concerned about. Whoa, my God, my God. He said your gifts will make room for you. Your gifts will take you before kings and queens into a large place. Why? Because you committed these things, amen, and we saw Jesus, amen. Everything Jesus did was committed to the Father. Everything he did, he didn't say a word. He didn't eat a meal. He didn't do anything unless he committed it to the Father first. And when he committed it to the Father, amen, the blessing is in multiplication. The blessings of the Lord maketh rich. Adds no sorrow to it. Because they committed it unto the Father. And when you commit it to the Father, you have the Lord's blessings. And you have the Lord's multiplication factor in your life. You ready for it? You ready for it? Saints, let us say, look, this is the year of results. It's time for us to stop talking about it and being about it. Greater work shall you do. That means first you got to start doing some work. But when you commit it, Lord, I'm scared, but I'm going. Lord, I don't know what to do, but I'm going to show up. Lord, however you want to use me, just use me. Not my will, but thine be will. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart go. I'm coming in Jesus' name. I thought some people was coming with me today. Lord, look like I'm here by myself, but let's get it done. Elijah was by himself. Jesus was by himself. Whatever, let's just do it. And watch God multiply it. 3,000 souls was added to the church in one day. 3,000. I'm looking at this building. I'm looking at this building, and we're considering this building. Amen. Before I call everybody together, amen, for our walkthrough for a church building. And I said, Lord, this is a pretty good building, pretty big building. And the Lord said, suppose you had 5 people. This is how the Holy Spirit broke it down to me the last night before. He said, suppose you had only just you and 5 people. He said, what if those 5 people brought 2 people? How many you got now? 15. What if the next week those 15 just brought 1? What you got now? 30. And what if every week everybody committed to bringing one person to church? It'd be standing room only. Anything you commit to God, he multiplies. Are you ready? Can you stand to be blessed? Can you stand to be blessed? Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. Father God, and to you be praise, to you be glory, and to you be all the honor. Father God, forgive us. Forgive us, Father God, for not believing, Father God. Forgive us. Help our unbelief. Help our unbelief, Father. Help us to do better. Help us to do better, Father God. Help us to know that in Christ we have the ability, your ability to get the job done. And if we can do everything, Father God, that you said that we can do in your word because you have already qualified us. We're qualified before we go to Bible school. The truth of the matter is we qualify if we don't go to Bible school. None of the disciples went to Bible school. I doubt if they had a high school diploma or GED, but the Bible says they turned the world upside down. Now go figure. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God, help us. Help us. Help us to know that we can be everything that you have called us to be, and we can do everything that you have called us to do, and we can fulfill all, hallelujah, because we are more than conquerors, and we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Thank you for the multiplication factor, Father. Now help us to start committing some stuff to you today, starting our unbelief. Starting with our unbelief. In Jesus' name we pray. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. We want to thank God for the word of God on today as it has come forth. And we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. It will never, ever, ever return into him void, but always will accomplish everything, amen, that he had called it forth to do. Amen and amen. All right, saints, amen. Meet us at the altar of prayer today at 12 o'clock and back at 9 o'clock. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. My God, let us pray. Amen. We never stop praying. When the Bible says pray without ceasing, that means look for every opportunity to pray. If you could just go park in Ukraine and just and pray there for all week, that would be sufficient. Russia, China, the United States, your neighborhood, those who are incarcerated, those in hospice, the hospital, our young folks, school teachers. You can just pick a category and just park right there. You don't know what to pray for? Whatever's on your heart, just park it right there and just stay there. And just don't pray for nothing else. People going to say it ain't nothing to pray for. You prayed yesterday. You got to be kidding. You got to be kidding. Amen. Come on, let us pray. Let us back up the prayer warriors today. Amen. The prayer host, Father God, bless the prayer host as they come. Amen. At 12 o'clock and then back at 9 o'clock. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, seems like it's so much going on right now, but we just want to thank God for the word of God as it comes. But if you do not know Jesus Christ in the pardoning of your sins, if you do not know Jesus Christ, I'm going to tell you right now, if you die, not if you die, when you die, when you transition, and Jesus is not Lord in your heart, it's going to be some multiplication, but it ain't the type of multiplication you want. And it ain't funny either. It ain't funny. There ain't no laughing matter. You do not want to, and we're not even talking about dying. We want you to live. See, because the moment you give your life to Christ, amen, that's your death right there. You will never experience death again. Amen. We just move on, amen, from life to life, from glory to glory. Amen. That's all the death you're going to taste. It's in the moment you give your life to Christ. And you might not understand it, but stick with us, and we'll break it down for you. Amen. right now just by simple faith. Accept Jesus Christ into your heart as Lord and Savior. That is the beginning of your Christian walk. It's not the end. Most carnal folks, amen, don't know no better, okay? They accept Jesus Christ. And what's the difference between a carnal Christian and a Christian? And a spiritual Christian, and a real Christian, see? A carnal Christian is someone who went through all the theatrics. They accept Jesus Christ into their hearts, but they never follow him. You cannot be a believer without being a follower. It's as simple as that, all right? But come on, repeat after me. Father, I confess every sin of omission and commission. I ask that you would forgive me for all of my sins. I ask that you would save my soul as I confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and I invite him, amen, to be my God, to be my King, to be my Lord. Come into my heart to rule, to reign, and help me to follow you all the balance of the days of my life. Thank you that my name is erased out of the book of death and confirmed in the Lamb's book of life. Thank you, Father, for forgiving me. Amen. Bam, bam. Bam, 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 bam. Ah, hallelujah. I hear the angels singing. Ooh, I'd be like, literally, y'all might think I'm just saying this. I literally hear angels singing. Ooh, because somebody just came over. Somebody just stepped over. Somebody was just adopted. Yeah, into God's royal family. Welcome to the family of God. Welcome. We don't care where you're at. You could be over there in China somewhere hiding out. Amen. Hallelujah. Listening to us. Amen. It don't make no difference where you're at. There's no time and distance in the spirit. Glory be to God. Welcome to the family of God. Amen. And we're going to pray for you. We might not know your name. You might not ever reach out to us. Amen. If you want to reach out to us, you can reach out to us at lifewordjesus.org. But if you're never, amen. And our daily prayers, we pray for the new converts. Amen. And you might grow into your full salvation. Amen. And amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. All right, saints, have a good day, a blessed day. Amen. We'll be back tomorrow, Lord's willing, giving God all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Father, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And we seal this prayer right now by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare it cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today, Father. Order our steps. Help us not to lean to our own understanding. We ask that you would cancel every spirit of accident, incident, and calamity. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we cancel bad news, tears, sorrow. We cancel premature death. We cancel it. No plague shall come nigh our dwelling. We will not be afraid of the arrow by day or the terror by night. No weapon formed against us will prosper. Every tongue that rises in judgment, we condemn. We dip ourselves. We dip this ministry. We dip our families. We dip our destiny, our health, everything pertaining to us in the blood of Jesus Christ seven times. And we over our homes, protect our homes from break-ins, fires, gas explosions, Father, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of lords and the King of kings. Amen and amen. Have a blessed day. Meet you at the altar prayer, Lord's willing, 12 o'clock, and then back at 9 o'clock. Amen in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And don't forget, continue, amen, hallelujah, to commit everything about you to the Lord, everything God has given you to be stewards over. Commit everything and over to the Lord and watch him multiply it. Amen. In Jesus' name. God bless you. Love you.
Mm-hmm.